A gallery of Zaha Hadid's work is at npr.org. Even though spring arrived on Saturday, this time of year, Americans flock to ski resorts for one last taste of winter. In the state of New York, four skiers have died this year. A government study found that more than 12,000 skiers and snowboarders suffer head trauma nationwide each year. But the industry has resisted efforts to require safety helmets. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
A chairlift is delivering skiers to the summit of New York's Whiteface Mountain. Brad Capelli, a young guy from Albany, stops to snap a photograph. There's a bright red scar on his forehead, a souvenir, he says, from a wipeout last winter. Today he's wearing stylish sunglasses and the latest contour skis, but no helmet.
It's in the locker. It's a little nice out today, so I didn't wear it, but yeah, I always ski with a helmet on since my accident.
The trail here is often icy. Trees and knuckles of rock crowd close on both sides. But as people skim past, maybe one in four wear helmets. Dirk Gowans heads an organization called Ski Areas of New York, which represents resorts across the state. He says helmets are still unpopular with a lot of people.
We have certain people that just are not going to wear helmets and just refuse to wear one, and other people that just won't buy them because of the cost.
A good helmet can cost more than $100. The debate over head protection surfaces every few years. The last surge came when Sonny Bono and Michael Kennedy died in skiing accidents out west. John Huynh's brother, David, was among the skiers who've died on New York slopes this winter.
They're not sure whether it was the first impact that killed him or the fact that he bounced off the first tree and then hit another tree that caused the brain injury.
State officials say the 19-year-old college freshman from Pennsylvania was skiing too fast and out of control. But John Huynh says a helmet might have saved his brother's life.
It might have been like a concussion instead of a severe head trauma.
A half dozen bills in New York's legislature would force the state's ski resorts to require helmets. Similar measures have been proposed in other states, but stalled under stiff opposition from the industry. Tim White with the National Ski Areas Association says education and better equipment have already cut the number of injuries in half. Mandatory helmets would turn off customers, he argues, and could actually inspire reckless skiing.
With SUVs, someone gets behind the wheel and feels that they can drive faster under difficult driving conditions. And so once again, we go back to personal responsibility and behavior.
The industry disputes a claim by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission that roughly 12,000 skiers and snowboarders suffer head trauma every year. White says the federal government inflated that number by including minor head injuries. But commission spokesman Scott Wolfson says their most recent study, done in 1999, found that many head injuries could be prevented.
One half of all head injuries could have been reduced in severity by wearing a helmet. You can't dispute those numbers.
The commission study found that other types of ski injuries were declining, but the number of head injuries actually rose, due largely to the growing popularity of snowboarding. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid.